Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and it's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at all of you guys here today, and I want to say to you, there are just right. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some reason,
welcome, everyone. You've just tuned in to the Mr. Motivated Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you that success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. We want to thank all of you for tuning in to the broadcast today. And if you are first time tuning in, I want to say to you, as I say to all of my audience whenever they tune in, put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. Before we start our show, I want you to be able to check out my blog and find out what I have and see what's going on there. My blog is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. That's dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. You can also go to my website and find out where I'm performing comedy, or you can check out some of my videos and look at some of my projects that I'm working on. My website, cmrmotivator.com. The letter C as in cat, MRMOTIVATOR.com. Well, folks, you've tuned in to an exciting broadcast today, and the subject we're going to cover today, laughter is good medicine. We want to discuss laughter and how laughter can bring cheer to someone who's sad, depressed, lonely. They just feel like the world has left them out of everything. Laughter can change hearts. Laughter is an important ingredient. It's a part that we should enjoy in our lives. And for those of you who'd like to join in with us on a live broadcast, please join us by dialing area code 323-580-5712. Before we get started, I would like to bring out my guest who's here with us today on the Mr. Motivated Show, and I'd like to share a little bit of about her. She began her career in comedy when a coworker asked her to perform at a talent show. She'd never performed as a comedian, but she always had a gift for making people laugh. So she decided to take the dare and give it a try. Not only was her performance great, but at that moment, she discovered a desire within her to pursue comedy on a professional level. Not only, although she's only been in comedy for 1 year, she has really put a mark on Dallas. She's performed at Cosmopolitan, Bistro, the Christian Comedy Nightclub. She performed at Christian Comedy Night at the Improv Comedy Club, the Beverly Crawford Gospel Show, the Gala Vibes Mardi Gras Party, and she's performed at numerous places, and she looks forward to opportunities to spread joy and laughter to her audience. She brings real comedy. In other words, her comedy is based on her life experiences, good or bad. Now, you know, not everybody can talk about their situations, especially if they're bad. She connects with her audience. She has a down-to-earth manner, an upbeat personality. Although she has performed at many different events, her comedy is clean, and she is proof laughter, that a laughter-filled life unleashes a spirit of celebration. And she's also my friend. She's a wonderful lady. She's got a big heart. She loves to encourage and help others. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give her a round of applause. The one and only, the talented, the beautiful, the awesome, Miss Aletha Kazee. Thank you. Thank you for joining us, Aletha. And also, I see you have your friend. And I want to let everybody know that Ms. Delphine, who is an entrepreneur, businesswoman here in the Dallas area, very successful, and she came out to support her friend. And we want to thank you also for being a guest here on the Miss Motivated Show tonight, Ms. Delphine. And thank you for being here with us also. And I want you to know my staff and I have worked very hard to get everything straight. And I know how it is. People have different challenges. And the fact that Ms. Aletha and Ms. Delphine had some other obligations and they had to rush here from the busy DFW airport here. And so we are thankful that you guys arrived to the studio on time. Okay, now I want to ask you a little bit about, now you said that you are always, you've always been funny. Do you think, was it from a child that you make your parents and friends laugh? When do you recall that thing, the gift within you made people just laugh and not be able to stop themselves?
Well, since I was a little kid, I noticed I always got into things that people used to say.
Yes.
Girl, you are too funny.
Yes.
You get into ridiculous things that nobody ever heard of. And how in the world could you get out of them?
Yes.
And I just say, God. All is God.
Yes. And, you know, the fact that you grew up in a Christian home is awesome. And the fact that you got into situations, but you turned them into comedy. Well, share us about some of your teachers. Can you recall the laughter with the teacher saved you from some punishment or something that might have happened?
Well, as a child, I was very shy, so I didn't like school.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't like school. I was bullied.
You were bullied?
Yes. They used to push me down the hallway, just wear these thick glasses with these ponytails going left, right, north, south, east, west. And my dad just piled a whole bunch of grease on my head.
Uh-huh.
So people made fun of me.
Yeah.
So I did not like school.
Oh.
So I made my own friends. I joined the ROTC.
Yes.
Think I was going to get in there and march with the guns, but
yes.
I ended up being a flag girl.
Yeah.
And it was just too funny because I was shortest one there,
uh-huh.
And the flag would always blow at
my face.
As we making that you turn around, we marching, I'm always messing up the group. I was always doing something that's out of the ordinary.
Yeah. Wow. That's what happens to sometimes we get in situations and people picking on us because of our size or
mm-hmm.
or how we look. Did you ever have any situations like that in your life, Ms. Delphine?
Many a time I was picked on this young boy. Always picked on me.
Yeah.
But you know, you sometimes you try to avoid a lot of things, but sometimes you have to stand up.
Yeah.
Sometimes you fight.
Yeah.
But then you look at it and you look back over your life and you say, well, if I could make it through that, I can make it through anything.
I agree. So in other words, these things that we deal with in life, they even though they're challenges, they end up helping us to endure to be stronger on down the road for their life. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, everything is a challenge in life.
Yes.
And you have a choice.
Yes.
And you have to make a decision, which is the right road to go.
Yes.
Or you want to choose your own way.
Okay. I like what you said. Everybody, you have a choice.
Yes.
And you can choose to go the right way or the wrong way. And, you know, what do we say? What if we right now we have some people that are listening that they've made some mistakes and they feel like my life is not worth pursuing. But yes, they have talents and gifts. They have skills. What do you say to this? Because I know, Aletha, not only you're a stand-up comedian, I forgot to add that you're also an awesome educator and you've worked hard to encourage a lot of the youth and you know how to motivate the kids in the classroom. But what do you say to that adult or student who dropped out of school and things haven't gone great for them? And what do you say to them right now if they're listening? Either one of y'all can say something.
Well, I'm encouraging. I try to use my life and talk about my life and the things I went through.
Yes.
If I can do it after, as the song says, when you fall down, you get back up.
Yes.
If I can do it,
uh-huh.
You can do it.
Yes.
And, you know, not to use some of my examples, because
uh-huh.
I really did have a hard life growing up, but that's how I turned my life around, by making it funny, the
yes.
things that I went through,
uh-huh.
you know, just the bullying and
being pushed
down the hallway.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
And I had these glasses with the tape on it, and I'm walking with all these books in my hand, and we had this bully. Her name was Rhonda Adams. I'll never forget her. And she's like, you have my candy today?
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, I don't have no money.
Yeah.
So she was like, I had all these books in my hand because I was scared to go to my locker.
Mm-hmm.
And she pushed me down the highway, and I was at the end. My glasses met me at the end.
Yeah.
So they laughed, and they laughed, and they laughed at it. But I just kept praying and asking God to get me through this, and he brought me out of it.
Yes.
Because one day I had to stand up and fight. I was doing a windmill fight, trying to fight.
Yeah.
Do this. For a long time. And they was like, that girl done went crazy. Kicking in windmills, you know, women don't do no windmill fighting. They be trying to fight now.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm still at the age of almost 49 doing the windmill.
So you went to school here in Dallas?
Yes, I went to school here in Dallas.
Oh, okay, that's awesome. And what about your family? Tell me what some of your family members say about your comedy. What does your husband think about your humor?
Well, he called me the Black Lucy.
Black Lucy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The Black Lucy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He say, I'm just like Lucy, just black. Just get in the things.
Yeah.
Ain't got no business getting in the things. And it'd be funny, but God delivered me out of them.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since you're doing comedy, Do you get butterflies sometimes when you walk up on the stage and all those people are out there before you saw it?
Yeah, when I first did it, I had butterflies. I was scared to death. I was like, what would these people think of me and this and that? And so I had some coach that said, don't look at the audience. Just act like the audience is your friend.
Yes.
And just talk and tell them about.
Yeah.
You know, I had my first audition, Mr. John Lewis, he had a production,
mm-hmm.
and I talked about when I had a fight at Lee Ferris.
Yes.
Well.
Dallas
Jail? Yeah.
Oh, you had a fight at Dallas Jail?
Yeah.
Okay, now, I have to take my hat off you. You're pretty bad. You're going to go to Lee Ferris and fight.
No. I went to go visit
yeah.
somebody. You know the people in jail talking
yeah.
about they done found Jesus, all this old stuff. And
yeah.
I had made a promise that I was going to go see him and put some money on the books, and it was late at night.
Yeah.
And my husband told me not to go, but I went anyway because I'm hard-headed.
Uh-huh.
And so I go down there, and people walking up to me, asking me all kind of questions and stuff. And so I was a little scared, but, you know, I had Jesus. I kept on going.
Uh-huh.
So after I talked with the person, and they told me they found Jesus, they were ready to come out of jail.
Yeah.
And this and that, I put my little money on the books. I had just got paid.
Uh-huh.
And so I was coming out of there, and I always walk with my head down. My husband, I would say, you need to look at your surroundings.
Yeah.
So I try to hear him get to my car.
Mm-hmm.
So I ran. I don't know. I was hitting my head down.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like that happened to me. But actually, I bumped into him, so I think he bumped into me trying to get my purse.
Yeah, I heard you.
And he so was I went to...
What can you say to Uncle Leroy right now? Because he's kind of worried about them talking about his feet.
Watch your feet. Put on some clean and shoes. Then nobody won't be talking about you, Uncle Leroy.
You said go to watch the people over clean house. You know, well, I'll tell you something else. Now, when I was in school, I don't know about you. You may be a little bit young, but when I was in school, we didn't have a transportation back in the days. So we lived out in the farm with my grandparents, and Miss Delphine, granddad took us to school. And when we got there, he took us to school, and we rode to school in the wagon. So we got out of the wagon, and oh, boy. All the other kids were laughing at us, Miss Delphine. Miss Delphine, did you ride in the wagon to school? You was going?
No, I did. I never been to the doctor. But my friend had, but I couldn't imagine that, you know, to be going to school in the wagon, you know. It just, I don't know, I guess I wasn't the same in school, but bumping up and down.
Well, it was a form of transportation.
It was.
Well, let me ask you, did y'all carry a sack lunch in school?
Well, I didn't carry a sack lunch. I carried my little tail lunch they used to wear. Wonder Woman. If y'all can remember Wonder Woman.
You remember Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
One of my sisters, that was her favorite character. She had the Wonder Woman coloring books, and she had the Wonder Woman notebook. But you still were blessed. See, you, at least you had a lunch pail.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what we took our lunch in? We had these silver buckets, and on the front of the bucket, it had a sign that says Bull Rabbit Syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had used a syrup, and we put our lunch in those buckets. And so anyway, one day, after school, I had a sandwich. And I was getting ready to bite my sandwich. And I guess mom didn't must put too much syrup in my sandwich. Anyway, the syrup just leaked out of my pretty white shirt, my pants, and my hands were all sticking to their feet. At least you never did take a syrup sandwich.
I ate syrup sandwich.
But have you heard of Bull Rabbit? Have you heard of Bull Rabbit syrup?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you have? Oh, what about you, Miss Elvie?
Oh, yes, all of I don't know if you ever heard of sugar syrup.
Oh, yeah.
All of that. Oh, yeah.
Did you have sugar syrup, Ali? Oh, we had sugar syrup, too. And look here, you talking about good. My grandmother was making sugar syrup, and you get you some biscuits and stop that sugar syrup. Look here, you be going. And then look, as we ran out of biscuits, we would get some cornbread and stop that sugar syrup. And it was good, too. And, but the only thing I was thinking about, I bought some of my friends over, let them try some sugar syrup. And so when I grabbed, I mean, not the sugar syrup, I let them try some Bull Rabbit. Because, you know, Daddy thought that was the best syrup ever when he got that raised at the cocktail. And I poured some Bull Rabbit syrup in the plate. And one of my friends had, Jeffrey, what is that? Is that Motorola? I'm like, why this ain't no Motorola? This is Bull Rabbit syrup. And he never had any, but I think when he took a bite of that, and back after the show, if y'all want, I bought a case in the car. If you want to eat something like that.
No, thank you. No. You take all that.
I got some bacon and eggs.
You need to get
some sausage.
Yeah, the audience, they come pick up. Y'all hear that? He got some bread rabbit syrup for you.
And what kind of sandwich did you take to school, Ollie?
I didn't take a sandwich to school.
Oh.
I ate free lunch.
Oh.
I had those burritos and different stuff like that.
Yeah. I remember that. Didn't you tell me also that you couldn't wait to eat some of that government cheese?
Yeah, we had some government cheese.
Was the block real thick?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how did you heat them? Did you put them in the oven and heat up, or you just eat yours straight out of the package?
Well, I don't know if you ever ate a sandwich and you melted with the urn. Have you ever had that?
Now, what do you say to people that feel like I've been on the job and it seems like my upper management, I'm not going anywhere, and they frustrate. What do you say to that person? Do you say, hey, start your hobby, think about setting your own business up, or stay in there and don't give up and until you get that promotion and everything? What do you say to someone that's dealing with a job crisis?
Well, I would just tell them to pray about it,
mm-hmm.
and see what God wants them to do. Set you some goals.
Yes.
Always have something on the side you want to do. Don't
mm-hmm.
just stay in that one area.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm always looking. I'm always searching.
Mm-hmm.
Even though my passion is working with the children, and God has blessed me, that has been my passion for a long time.
Yes.
And God has blessed me to do it,
mm-hmm.
and I'm very happy about doing it. I'm just flabbergasted about doing it because that's what I want to do. Is when I'm not check minded. I'm passion minded about educating those children.
Yes.
And I knew that that was my purpose.
Wow.
And when you feel that that's your purpose, you're going to feel good about it.
Yeah.
And when you're not in the place that you want to be, you're not going to feel good about
mm-hmm.
it. But
that's
you right. need to ask God, what is your purpose?
What
you need to pray. And then he will lead you and guide you. He will open doors and he
yes.
will close doors that need to be closed.
Yes. You feel the same way? Do you think a person should ask God what their purpose is and try to do a work that they enjoy doing that's rewarding to them?
Well, yeah, you always look God for it.
Yes.
And whatever you do, that what you ask.
Mm-hmm.
What is his will,
mm-hmm.
not your will.
Mm-hmm.
And he would never lead you the wrong way.
Yeah.
But always challenge yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whatever you do,
yeah.
challenge yourself.
Yeah.
You might not be good in that area,
mm-hmm.
but it's something you might be good in.
Yeah.
Right.
So when you find that connection that you good in,
mm-hmm.
then where you go from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you strive for the good, big diligence, and working hard at it, and discipline yourself, you will pay off.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I like this. You are right.
And
so
sometimes it's not about that pay.
Mm-hmm. So if you put money above everything else, you're missing. Well,
right.
That's right.
Yeah, and I think that's what a lot of people miss is they looking at the real cost of money and then doing something that they love. Ms. Delphine, are you still single?
I'm still single. Never been married.
Mm.
And I've been single for 11 years now.
Yeah.
So I ask God, he didn't be your will for me.
Amen.
So far, he ain't gave it to me yet.
Well, I'll tell you what. The car you pulled up in the studio in, I think you're going to have some money, so you're going to have some folks coming at you. that's a beautiful car. And also, at least I didn't know, but just in case, you remember Jeff, the butler on Fresh Prince?
Yeah.
I heard he's out in the parking lot. He's looking for a wife. So you know, just be careful. They out there. So,
yes,
but the main thing, make sure, like you say, he's a man of God. He's a man for you. So there are men out there. Would you say all these that are gold diggers, just like women, right?
Yes, right.
And what do you say? What do you say for some of the people out in the audience, and you're doing comedy, and they fall asleep on you all these? What would you say?
Well, so far, praise God, no one has ever fallen asleep on me
mm-hmm.
because I just talk about what has happened to me, and I keep them laughing.
Yeah, that's the whole key.
So far, by the grace of God, by the goodness of God,
yeah.
I'm gripped by his greatness.
Yeah.
No one has fallen asleep.
Oh, that's a blessing. You know, you guys, you all look great, you know, so I know that's a tribute to the kind of life you live. So do y'all, both of y'all work out? You eat healthy? You watch what you eat?
I try to watch what I eat.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, we've gone with a heart problem.
Mm-hmm.
You always try to want to eat the right thing.
Yes.
You know, watch the sodium intake, none of your calories, you know, and do get some kind of exercise, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people don't like that. Now, I've been telling some people buying big giant bottles of pills like this. They're taking all kind of weight loss stuff and everything, but there's no exercise to go with.
Mm-hmm.
And so there has to be some
exercise.
Right.
They think it's magic.
I mean, I watched this lady in the store. She had a cart. She had all kind of pills or some kind of a big giant extra giant green tea pill for losing weight. Then she had three other different type of weight loss pills and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she had all this stuff stacked in the cart in a cart. And she was eating a submarine sandwich while she was in line with all those weight loss pills.
Mm.
And so you're right, exercise. And I like what you said, we got to be careful what we eat. And you know what, Ms. Delphine? I used to eat pig feet and sandwiches
mm-hmm.
almost every week. And I stopped eating them last Christmas. I was chewing on a pig foot.
Uh-huh.
It was Ms. Delphine, I bit down and something. I'm a buck or two, and I reached up to see what it was. And you know what? What it was?
What was it?
Pig had a comb between his toes.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you
too much.
And you know, not only did he have a cord, Pig feet was ashy.
Oh, Lord.
It was ashy. And so I that broke me up some
pigs.
You
need
to put some lotion on that.
Yeah, you need some lotion.
Yes, you do.
And you know, speaking of lotion, when we were in school, you know, like people, they got all these different lotion names, and you got to use Jergens and everything. But my sisters didn't have fun. They didn't use all that lotion. You know, the Lord was in our house, Miss Delphine. You know what I'm saying? We went in the kitchen, and my sister would get some, heat up a little bit of Crisco Lard,
mm-hmm.
and you put something in your nipples. Chappy, put over on your lips
mm-hmm.
and put some on your feet and look at your legs. And boy, all the guys were coming in my sister's school, ooh, look at them pretty legs, and they're Crisco. And they were smooth.
Mm-hmm.
You never tried that Crisco?
I ain't trying no Crisco. I won't be cooked.
Oh, now there is a downside effect. I put some on my feet, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I took a bath and
mm-hmm.
we had some cousins outside and we all went out, and I put them on my feet, and I was bare feet. And so we went out there, and we were talking. You know how you just laughing? And also one of my cousins said, man, what's that? Somebody fried fish. I looked around, and I looked down my feet. Smoke was coming from my feet. Ain't nobody fried fish. That's my feet cooking from that Crisco. I'm sorry. I know they said you supposed to be let me share thing you and your getting charity. But you know, I just love being around comedians and the fact that, you know, you came to the studio to enlighten my guests. I'm just so honored to have you. But I know you had something you wanted to share with us. And did you want to share that? Or you want to wait till later on in the broadcast? You have some information for us.
I just want to talk to you guys about just a little tips about growing older.
Oh, okay. You said growing older?
Yeah.
Okay, some tips about growing older.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you a question. How do we know when we're growing older?
Yeah. Well, everything hurts, and what doesn't hurt doesn't work.
What?
You know what I mean?
What you say what?
Everything hurt, and what doesn't hurt don't work. And that's one of the tips of growing older.
Everything hurts, and what doesn't hurt doesn't work. That's how you know when you're growing older.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, give us another thing about, for example, how you know when you're growing older.
The best part of your day is over when the alarm clock goes out.
But therefore, you can't go in the long run, no longer.
Yeah. You know you out.
Okay, all right, now. Okay, then give us another one. That let us know we're going old.
You know all the answers, but nobody knows the question.
You know all the answers, but nobody knows the question.
That's right.
But that's what a whole bunch of folks in our office is going on.
Yeah.
Okay, then give us another one.
And most of us join these health clubs and don't go, and I'm one of them.
Oh. When you join a health club and don't go, that's when you know you're going old. Ooh, I know somebody probably said, ouch. Okay, now give us another one.
You sink your teeth into a steak and they stay there.
When you sink your teeth into a steak and they stay there.
Mm-hmm, that's called dentures.
That's a good one. I gotta write that one down. and the teeth just stick, they just stick right there.
That's right.
Oh, okay, well, get
I need to get all these. I don't want no teeth. I don't want all my teeth to stay.
Hey, you know what my Uncle Lee Ward lied and saying? They said their teeth used to be pretty and white, and they used to, and they used to have teeth.
Mm-hmm.
But Uncle Lee Ward said he think they ate a little bit too much syrup, and it took all their teeth away. So,
mm-hmm. I had an uncle.
Yeah.
He used to rinse his mouth out with cold oil.
Rinse mouth out with cold oil?
Cold oil. I'm like, what is that? And he used everything. You had a toothache. You cold oil. I'm like, cold oil. And one day he was sitting over there in that cold oil. And I said,
Brady,
no.
What about you, Stephanie? You didn't have a crush on Brady?
That's more than
that.
grade. No, I love Bernie Mac.
Okay, Bernie Mac.
Fry.
Oh, you okay? You like Richard Pryor?
Martin Lawrence.
Yeah, Martin Lawrence.
And see, Martin Lawrence is like when he do his comedy, he acts it out.
Yeah.
That's me. I act mine out.
Okay.
You know.
Wow. And I like this. You know, when a person does come and they act it out, you're able to visualize it.
Mm-hmm.
And who's your favorite comedian, Ms. Evans?
Well, I guess I mentioned Steve Harvey. I think he was a very funny comedian.
Oh, yeah. Steve Harvey is funny. Y'all ever heard of Mom's Maiden?
Yeah.
No, she was so funny. I tell you, that lady would have me laughing so hard. And I tell you, another lady I like, too, Skillet Bill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But for a long time, you know, when I saw her hair and everything, I thought she was a sister. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It was very frizzy.
Oh yeah.
And what other guys do you like? Y'all like Kevin Hart?
Oh yeah, Kevin Hart is so funny.
I like Kevin Hart.
Uh-huh. And what do y'all think? Y'all like D.L. Hughley?
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
What about Cat Williams? Did y'all go to school
together? You mean Cat Williams go to school together? Yeah, I'm going to school together. Both
of us
short.
No, I didn't mean it like
that. Both kind of got booed.
I didn't mean it like that. Oh, you see, Cat is a little short?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Did you know Cat was
a little
short?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He's
coming
to my knee.
Well, he's very short. But anyway, what do you think people need to laugh more? Do you think that's what the problem is?
Yes, the world needs laughter. Laughter
is
a medicine.
Yes. Do you think that's the best stress and people wanting to fight and hurt each other if they laugh more?
Stress, this world will be a better place. Everybody laugh more.
Yes.
And not get depressed about every little thing that happens.
Yes.
Because God says there's nothing perfect, and you're going to go through trials and tribulations.
Yes.
You just have to believe, trust, and have faith in Him.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go through things, just sing your favorite song or smile or think of something to laugh about, because that's what I do.
Yes.
And then it encouraged me, give me strength to regain myself.
Yes.
So that's what I say. That's why I love to laugh. I love to make people laugh.
Yes.
I love to make my husband laugh. And,
and
I love to hear when he say, oh, that old dang, that darn Black Lucy again in the truck.
Well, you know, that's awesome when you know, you can make your spouse laugh. That means that, you know, you have something special. And I think if we laugh more, we'll enjoy ourselves more. And I've read a book that said that the more you laugh, laughter produces endorphins inside of you.
Yes.
And it causes our bodies to heal and to mend faster.
Yes.
Ms. Delphine, what you do to make yourself laugh? You go out and look at a funny movie or you crack jokes? Or what do you do to bring a little laughter?
Well, you know, I look at different comedy movies, but most of the time I laugh at myself when I sit back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. See, when you can laugh, when you can learn to laugh at yourself, I think you've moved up to a level that it's going to be difficult for things to keep you held back. Because I think we often take ourselves so serious, and we got to learn to laugh at ourselves. And when I do comedy, I laugh at myself. I'm like, or at least I crack on myself. So that way I'm not I don't want someone to feel like I'm making fun of them or talking directly to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and one time I was on stage and I was telling them that I had gained a little bit of weight. And when I got ready to time the shoe thing, I had to hold my breath for about 3 minutes. It was like a time the shoe thing. Then I passed out for Xanax because I couldn't hold that long. And so, you know, these were some of the things I was dealing with, you know, with the way that I learned to laugh at myself.
That's right. And I know one thing I did, I was trying to make Thanksgiving dress dinner, and I didn't know how to make dressing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked a friend for a recipe.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking I'm following the right recipe. I got all the stuff, and then they said bacon. I didn't know to get the bacon soda
mm-hmm.
or the bacon powder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the bacon stuff, the little white stuff that go in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I seen Arm & Hammer bacon soda.
Mm-hmm.
So I mixed up all the stuff for the dressing.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled the whole box of Arm & Hammer bacon soda in there.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was in my house. They was getting rid of turkey stuff.
And it was in the dressing.
The dressing was in the oven. And everybody was sitting around. And I was just excited about my first Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I said, let me go check on the dressing.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, and I seen something bubbling through the glass.
Yeah.
And it was green. And I was like, oh, my goodness, what is that?
Yeah.
So I opened the oven and said, ah! And everybody said, what was that soda in that kitchen? And then I said, that was the dressing. They said, we don't want
nobody sampling the dressing.
They said, you need to send that dressing for weight. And then this war, nobody wanted another dressing. It was exploding.
Yeah.
Stuff everywhere, flying everywhere.
Wow. You know, that's well, you know, now we I know you laughed about your experience with cooking and everything, but now you're blessed with your husband being a great chef. You really don't have to worry about anything in the kitchen.
Nah,
right?
He don't let me come to the kitchen.
Well, you know how those chefs are. Look, you get paid for being a professional comedian, right? That's just gifts in the kitchen, right?
So one time I put the, I don't know how to cut up chicken,
mm-hmm.
so I just put flour the whole chicken down.
Yeah.
And put it in the grease.
and
the chicken was just...
Oh, you didn't pull
fried.
You didn't pull the skin off of it. So he was trying to swim. I like the trick. You said he had it all down. Like,
what in the world? What this woman done? Oh my goodness.
Well, you know, we all have had some business, but you know one thing I learned from my Aunt Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin Lil Will, I guess he was doing something, and he got in some kind of accident. And see, Aunt Ellis told him to make sure that when you leave the house, always put on some clean underwear. So when he got to the hospital and they were changing clothes, his underwear had a whole bunch of holes in it, and the nurse was short laughing. And so my Aunt Ellis told him, son, that's why you need to always put on clean underwear when you leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
You might have an accident and they'll be laughing at you. So y'all probably heard that too. That's
good.
So,
yeah, my mom always said that.
Yeah,
you never know what may happen.
Yeah.
You don't want to be caught with holding in your underwear and holes in your socks and all that stuff. So
yeah.
I try not to, when I have holes in socks and stuff, I throw that stuff away.
I heard you. And I think I was a little kid. I was at the barber shop with daddy, and it was a guy getting his hair cut, and then also the man was cutting his man's hair, and stuff just started flying out of his head.
Mm-hmm.
And first I'm like, ooh, and I'm like, what's it coming out of there? And so I thought it was dandruff, and so I said, ooh, Mr. Barber, what's that? And he looked at me and said, that's not dandruff, that's chatter. So I'm like, wow, you got to make sure that you, you know, take good care of yourself and proper oil and everything.
That's right.
You think I should offer him some of that Frisco?
Yeah, you should have.
Oh, but look here. Give the people a little bit of cold water.
Cold water. Red raspberry.
Yeah. And that's clean all in. Okay, now look. Before, I know you got some great projects that you're working on, and I got to ask you about this before we run out of time. But is it correct? You have a play coming up called Love and Temptation.
Yes.
That you're going to be doing some acting and a little bit of comedy.
Yes.
And this is sponsored by This Is It Production Company.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about this.
The play is written by Denise Lyons.
Yes.
And she's a beautiful writer. She's
okay.
A beautiful producer.
Yes.
And so this is a new production, and she's trying to bring entertainment into the Oak Cliff community.
Okay.
And so my character in this play, I'm a married lady, and my husband is abusive.
Ooh. So that's going to send a message out to a woman that may be in a business type situation.
But I love him so much, and in the play, my friend's telling me to let him go.
Yeah.
I'm a Christian lady, and I'm praying and asking God to change him.
Yeah.
But there's no change, and so I can't tell you guys the end of
this.
You have to come out here
and
support our play. It's a good production, great people acting, heartwarming, loving. There's going to be some comedy in there. So come on out and support us. We'll be at the Cultural Arts.
Hey, we're going to do it. Now tell us again. You said it's going to be where?
The Cultural Arts Center, 3200 South Lancaster Keith Road in Dallas, Texas, right behind the DD Shopping Center.
Okay.
And the play will be June 13th and 14th.
Wow.
And we'll be coming back to talk about it and give you guys more information.
Wow, that is awesome. So I want to mark that on my calendar. Now, if I understand correctly, you say that's June the 13th and 14th?
Yes.
And that will be at the Cultural Arts Center,
mm-hmm.
3200 South Lancaster Key Center, and that's in Dallas, Texas.
Yes.
Well, we're going to be there to support you.
That's a challenge.
And, the tickets are how much?
$10.
Oh, the tickets are only $10?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm going to make sure before you leave the studio tonight, I want to give you the money for my tickets and some other friends. And Ms. Delphine, you going to be there at the play?
Yes, I'm going to be there.
Wow. Well, I'm going
to be so fortunate.
I heard. Well, I'm looking forward to joining both of you all. And also, I need to mention, weren't you also in another play called The American Bomber by Aaron Drake?
That was my first play, and that was a remake of the play. So I had a good time doing that. I also played the mother that was abusive, being abused.
Wow.
And it was a heartwarming play, and I got my first feel of being on live stage, so I'm enjoying it.
Yes. Well, I tell you what, you're just an awesome, phenomenal lady. You're a comedian, you're an actor, and again, folks, that's going to be at the Cultural Arts Center, 3200 South Lancaster Key Center in Dallas, Texas, and that's June the 13th and 14th. Folks, please come out and support our comedian and our friend, Miss Arlisa Kazin, and Miss Delphine. I want to thank you for being with us here on the broadcast today, being our guest. And, of course, Arlisa, you know, we just want you to know we appreciate you for being here and for giving us an opportunity. We love you, and we just excited about these great opportunities that you're involved in. Folks, it looks like we're out of time, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the broadcast. And remember, this is Mr. Motivator saying to you, success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. Folks, have a blessed week. We look forward to seeing you same time next week on the Mr. Motivator Show.
Uh-huh. All right.